But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests. And well, today we have Duane Litt, and we're going to be talking about her ministry to the New Agers. And what people really don't understand is that there is a massive movement in America today. A New Age movement is working outside the church, it's working within the church, but it's changing the spirituality of the American people. And with that as a background, Duane, thank you so very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan.
Will you pick up the story, tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself,
sure,
how you got into the ministry, and what you found?
Sure. Well, this ministry actually began as a churchwide ministry of Grace Community Church in Los Angeles, John MacArthur's church. And I just started an outreach to Venice Beach. Actually, I was very grieved as I was walking along, living in Santa Monica at the time. And I prayed and I said, Lord, please show me how I can reach these people. So every other religion, it seemed, was represented except for Christianity. We started a table. It says, come find out and see what God has to say about your future for free. Instead of reading their palms, we read them the Bible. And it's apologetics in that we have an alphabetized file bin of a plethora of topics such as Freemasonry, Mormonism, you name it, the Da Vinci Code, a Christian perspective, Jesus versus Buddha, etc. So this grew, and now we have an outreach in West Hollywood to homosexuals, and we have one, a new outreach in Boulder, Colorado, on Pearl Street. So that's basically what I do, and I was inspired to start this because I want to make a stand for the Lord, out of my love for Him, and I also hate lies about Him. So I've done quite a bit of research in this mission field to psychics, and now, unfortunately, I'm finding myself making a stand for the glory of His name within the church as well as outside the church.
Well, why don't you tell us just a little bit about some of these movements that you've run into? You talked about a group that called itself Christian. It had to do with, what was the title of that?
Sure.
Christians for Biblical Equality, something like that?
Yes, Dr. Stan, that's correct. We have endorsers of this movement called Christians for Biblical Equality. And people are endorsing this, such as Bill Hybels, Brian McLaren, Dr. Gregory Boyd, Dr. Richard Foster, we've got Fuller and Denver Theological Seminaries, Brennan Manning, Tony Campolo. I wanted to preface that because this is outrageous what we're seeing happening here under the guise of Christianity, but these people are teaching a different Jesus and a different God. They're teaching that it's perfectly okay to call God Mother, and this movement seems to be growing, and it's made up of many seminary professors. And I would like to take a little time to think about, why is it not okay to call God Mother? It's actually the spirit of witchcraft, but these people would argue that because God is neither male nor female, it's perfectly fine to call Him Mother. And I have a fact sheet on, and where I could, you know, I quote them directly on my website on the articles page, and that's at ltwinternational.org. But not once in the Hebrew, Greek, or Aramaic does God refer to Himself as Mother. And sure, God is spirit, as we see in John 4:24, but God refers to Himself in the masculine because that is the order of creation. And these people argue that because of similes such as, quote, like a hen gathers her chicks, for instance, in Matthew 23:37, we have the perfect right to call Him Mother. But actions are not the same as names.
No, we're going to be back here in just a few minutes with Duane, and Christianity is under attack today. Most Christians don't understand it. Most people can't argue intelligently with the people on the other side because they know exactly what they're doing, and many of us don't. Go ahead.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest is Duana Litt, and
it's a very strange name. It's Duana Litt. Yes,
Duana Litt. So Duana has a ministry, actually, to people in the New Age and homosexuals. And what sort of response do you get from homosexuals when you try to reach them?
You know what's interesting, Dr. Stan, is that we have a sign that says, "We're sorry for the way we have mistreated you," on behalf of Christians who have been really rude out of self-righteous pride to homosexuals, when really the ground is level at the foot of the cross, and it's only by God's grace that if we don't have that weakness, it's only by God's grace. So what's interesting is that we have this table out there in West Hollywood, and God brings people over as he sees fit out of his mercy, and people are hurting, and we've got CDs of testimonies from former homosexuals, from people who have left that lifestyle, come to Jesus, and who are even married today. Now, this may cause some people are just outraged because they don't want to believe that they are under any obligation to change. They don't even want to believe they can change. But we are privileged to share the beautiful, pure, holy scriptures with the people who want to hear them in this vocation. We've seen a lot of fruit, actually, from it.
Well, I think that if you really care about homosexuals, you'd tell them, you know, about Jesus and try to encourage them to leave the lifestyle, because it's really not a lifestyle, it's a death style, and some of the people just go around and constantly attack homosexuals, and what do they do but drive them further away from any possibility of ever accepting Christianity, and that's the only thing that's going to get them out of that lifestyle.
Absolutely, and one of my favorite verses is 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11. Right before it says that homosexuals will not inherit the kingdom of God along with fornicators and idolaters, but then it says, "And such were some of you, but you were washed and you were sanctified." And it really grieves my heart to see these people show up at these gay pride parades and with their bugle horns and just so mean, so rude. That doesn't do any good. Just condemning these people to hell as if they're better.
No, and they're
not.
There are a couple of ministries out there that really do a very, very poor job and certainly don't represent Christianity well at all.
Right.
Well, then, of course, then what about this New Age influence, though? Because I think this is one of the things that people really don't understand. And we were talking about this one group of Christians who supposedly were Christians, but there's a very serious question that, you know, whether or not they really are a Christian organization.
Well, we see a deceiving spirit at work. That's for sure. We see people here that are getting their truth from mysticism. They're getting their truth from within to a large degree. And, of course, we know as Christians that we're not supposed to get our truth from within. We see that in verses such as Matthew 15, 18 through 19, and Proverbs 28, 26, and Proverbs 14, 12, to just name a few. One of my favorite verses is Psalm 86, 4 through 11, where it says, "Unite my heart to fear thy name." And what I see here are people that really don't seem to have much fear of God's name. They're changing God as if they can, whether they realize it or not, they're wanting to not offend. And they don't understand that the Holy Spirit comes first to offend because we're sinners and God is pure. So basically, if you're a witch and you're offended by calling God Father, you're offended by patriarchal language, well, guess what? These people have a new message, and that is, we're going to, quote, update the language of the Bible so that you are no longer going to be offended. If you don't want to call God Father, then, hey, let's call Him Mother. And let's give these scriptures a new meaning so that we can possibly find basis for this scripturally.
As if somehow you can change everything by changing the name. But that's not going to change anything because it has to be really a change of the heart.
Well, absolutely. And we also see Gnosticism at work. One of my best friends is Jill Martin-Reishian from WalterMartin.org. She's got on her discussion board a lot about this movement. And, you know, there's a quote here that I can read. It says, this is on Gnosticism now, to let you know how Gnostic these beliefs are. Okay, she quotes from a Gnostic site, "I came to reveal light so that you can find that light within yourselves. But when you have found it, you will enter into it, and you will know that the Source, capital S, Source is within you. Then you will know that the Father and Mother are the Man of Holiness, and I am the Son of Man." So, you know, they're not only teaching to call God Mother, but Jesus Mother. One of their authors, Paul R. Smith, says he has a sculpture of a female Jesus hanging on the cross and admits that some people have had violent reactions to it. And you go ahead and test the spirit more, and this person is a pastor. He's an author of this movement, Christians for Biblical Equality, and he teaches that in the end, everyone is going to be saved. Everyone is destined for heaven, and no one will be left behind. So as we test the spirit, we can see more and more lies about our Lord. And, you know, this is not an attack on people. It's an attack on a spirit that is against our Lord. And these people are victims of that spirit, and we just want to stay away and be discerning and stay close to the cross and test everything according to God's Word. This is a time, Dr. Stant, for us to really know our Bibles.
And I think that's so important, and to understand that the Gnosticism, you know, was the Christian mysticism of the first, second, third centuries,
mm-hmm.
and this was simply a manifestation of the ancient mystery of religions, goes back to the Kabbalah, goes back to the Eleusinian mysteries, and the ministries of Dionysus, and all of these things, and people really don't understand the history of the past, and see how the ancient mysteries are brought forward today, and being manifested in this resurgence of Gnosticism, which is not imaginary. It really is catching the imagination of people, and one of the big problems is, it's manifested in so many of our motion pictures,
mm-hmm.
and we watch them, we're entertained by them, and we don't understand our mind are being programmed with Gnostic ideas being programmed right into our consciousness.
True. We're being desensitized by all of this, and Gnosticism is a lot like the New Age. It boasts of highly enlightened knowledge. We see here a spirit that's not humble, and of course the Holy Spirit is very humble. And it takes humility to come to the Lord, and we know that the humility that He puts within our hearts is a supernatural work of His. It's His work. It's not our work. I think that what we're seeing here, not only outside of the church, in that these days we have to define our terms, even with Christianity inside the church, people don't understand the miracle that happens in a heart when someone gets saved. It's God's work. One of my favorite verses, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3, says, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So it's not so easy, these seeker-friendly movements where we're going to sort of like market God, attempt to market Christianity so that no one will be able to refuse it. It's really not like that. I have to wonder if some of these pastors even know how a heart is truly regenerated. It's God's mercy on the person. Changing the person totally from inside out.
Well, that, of course, is what Christianity is supposed to do. And,
right.
And the thing is that somebody said just yesterday, talking about Mel Gibson, I think Mel Gibson's a very sincere man. I think he's a very nice man. I think he's, really believes in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Of course, he's coming from a Catholic perspective. But he doesn't have a personal relationship, and Christ has never changed his life.
Yeah.
And you can know all you need to about Jesus Christ, and you can feel warm and fuzzy, but unless you've given your life to him and he's transformed your life, nothing is going to change, and you're still going to have that terrible emptiness.
I know, and we are so blessed to have that relationship, not just a religion. It's a relationship. Jesus called the most religious people of his day whitewashed tombs. So we are so, there's such a difference in the religion versus the relationship. However, there's a movement closely tied to this Christians for Biblical Equality. The Jesus People USA recently had this youth camp at Cornerstone, and they seem to be against the church. There were T-shirts that said on the front, don't go to church. No, on the back it said, be the church. But the point is, I'm doing a lot of research on this group, and they live in a commune. And not to get off of our subject here, but the Lord loves the church. Let's not forget that he loves the church. And I just think there's an attack on God's word today, an attack on God's people, an attack on who God is. It's very sad.
Well, as you talk to young people, do you just set up a table someplace? How do you contact them?
Oh, yes, we do. And I really love that forum, because that way we can rely on the Lord to bring people over. Most people just continue to walk on by. But if God brings someone over, then we know that's his doing, because we don't stand up and, yell at anyone as they're passing and invite them over. And we love to sit down with people and take them to verses on the depravity of people, to show them the good news of a Savior, to let them see their need for Jesus. And it's a blessing. I don't think there's anything closer to God's heart than street ministry. It's humbling. It's exciting. You never know what God's going to do. West Hollywood is our only night ministry, and then the day ministries that we've got would be to Venice Beach and Apologetics and Boulder. In Apologetics, Boulder, Colorado. And then we have another ministry in Santa Monica where we give the people the gospel. It's mainly to the homeless, and we give them a hot meal.
Well, how would you approach it if I was to come to your table and just said, well, I heard about Christianity, and I'm a Christian. I used to go to church. How would you get me as an individual to have an interest and have the realization that I do need a Savior, that I need to turn my life over to him?
Well, I would probably start with Romans 3. I'd say, would you like to know? Would you like to sit down with us? And would you like for me to tell you what God has to say about people? And so I start out with Romans 3, where the Bible says that no one is good. And I read that to them. I open up the Bible, and oftentimes I'll have them read. It's so sweet. And we go through verse after verse about how that the wrath of God is on sinners, on people because of our sin. And see, people have really never heard these verses for the most part. Verses like John 3:36, he who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. So I tell people, hey, we've got something in common. All these people passing by in Venice Beach, we all have something in common. We're all sinners, and we all have a need for a Savior.
And, of course, one of the things that they just don't preach much anymore today is this old idea, the wrath of God,
mm-hmm.
or the judgment of God, or eternal punishment for sin. And that's something that's very, very much used to be taught in our churches, but no longer. I wonder why. We'll be back in just a moment with Juana.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering. mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lay's Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.laysmedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986, yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39 by calling 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radionivity, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radionivity Health Catalog. Well, Dr. Stan back here, and we have Dwayne Ellett here, and we're talking about, of course, her ministry to people in the New Age, her ministry to homosexuals, her ministry to homeless people, and how many people to have working with you?
Oh, well, it's actually sort of a small ministry. I have about 1,000 people on my email list, and if any of your listeners would like to get those email updates, they can contact me through the website.
All right, what is the website?
It's LTW stands for Lighting the Way. It's LTW and then international, spelled out, .org. And so I have about 1,000 people on the email list. I'm supported by churches and Christians. And we sort of approach this like George Mueller in that I pray about burdens. I let the needs be known. But I don't really solicit funds from people. It's amazing how God provides. So we're supported full-time by Christians and churches, and I consider them very much a part of this ministry, but we do have leaders. I just moved to the Boulder area to start this new ministry on Pearl Street, and we have a leader in the West Hollywood ministry and the leader for Venice Beach as well as Santa Monica. So we're all working together, but I consider it to be a small ministry, though it's growing so much that I can hardly keep up.
You know, there's so many people who really do need something. They know they need something in their life. We see an increasing tempo of violence. We see more and more marriages breaking up. We see, you know, so many unhappy teenagers manifested by their, you know, almost getting involved in sex just as sort of an escape from the pain of life, because life is painful. In fact, that old adage, you know, life is tough and then you die, or no good deed will ever go in. Punished, these are all things that sort of matter, reflections of the life and the attitude of so many young people today. Do you find that?
Yes, and I also find that because of this pagan culture that we're in, the last thing we need to do is update the Bible, change the Bible to better suit the pagan culture. This is more than a time ever to bring in the light of God's Word, make the light brighter than ever. My prayer for this ministry is that we will keep the doctrine pure, that we will lead pure lives, stay far away from sin. The power is in God and not in ourselves, so that, you know, we can humble ourselves and be used of Him in all these street ministry locations. But the last thing we want to do is change the gospel.
Well, that is a very, very active effort to change the gospel,
yes,
to make it more user-friendly, I might say. You know, you certainly wouldn't want to offend anybody, and there's so many ministers today would never want to mention sin, or mention, you know, judgment or things like that, because that doesn't sell very well. And yet that was, you know, 50 years ago, that was the very foundation of the gospel message. Because if we're not sinners and there's no punishment, then why do we need a Savior?
It's another gospel. I just can't even imagine going out and giving anyone, telling anyone anything except what the Bible says. But I guess what the going trend is to leave out certain verses that will offend, and then, or try to come up with a new definition or a new interpretation of these particular offensive verses. But you know what? This is not about me. This is not about my agenda or my plans. It's all about God. And if I want to be part of God's work, I've got to love Him enough to care more about what people think of Jesus than what they think of me, and tell Him the truth.
Well, I think what you're doing is really so wonderful. But then what do you do after you've got people, you know, to really want to come to a personal relationship with our Lord? How do you get them into a good church? And this is the question I get all the time from people. They call me, you know, and I live in California, and they say, I'm here in Podunk, Ohio, and, mm-hmm. and, you know, do you know a good church in our area? Because I can't find one. And
yeah.
I have to tell them, we have a hard time finding a good church here.
Yeah,
fortunately,
yeah.
We have one, very small
yeah.
one. You know, at least it preaches the gospel every Sunday.
Amen. Well, I would never recommend a church that didn't preach the gospel. And we do have a list of churches that to which we refer people. But especially in the West Hollywood ministry, we don't really feel called to follow up with them. You know, here again, it's only by God's grace, but I have never really had that weakness, and neither has anyone that works in leadership with us there. So what we do is we refer them to counselors where they can have accountability and support groups. There's a man that I work with, Stephen Bennett, who's donated a lot of tracts, and he's got, you know, a 1-800 number where the homosexuals can call and they can find hope and encouragement. So we don't really do a lot of follow-up, although we have seen a lot of these people in church. Speaking of Mel Gibson, we took 50 psychics, Hindu swamis, atheists to see The Passion from Venice Beach, and we just bought them, anybody a ticket, basically, that wanted to come, and it was such a sweet night, and we saw God touch hearts. But then, sadly, we saw those hearts just go back to being hard again. And see, this is the realm of the occult. It's so hard because people, God is, He means business when He tells us certain things in the Bible for our own good, from which to stay away. And so many Christians today are not familiar with passages like Isaiah 47 and Deuteronomy 17 and 18. But all of that is for our protection, because the realm of the occult, the demons don't want to let these people go.
Well, there is a growing apostasy today. In fact, we're told in the latter days there will be a great apostasy. Is that this time? I don't know, but our job, and certainly what Duane is doing, is to try to counter it as much as she can.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Cornucopia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And Duane was talking about, you know, certainly what's going on out there, and she was referring to Isaiah 47. And I was just looking, and of course, here is a warning against the sorcerers and the astrologers and the stargazers and those people who are looking into these mystical experiences and looking into the occult as a means of finding God. And the great tragedy, I think it was G.K. Chesterton, who said that those who do not believe in the God of the Bible, it's not that they believe in nothing, they'll believe in anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there is just so many people turning to astrology today. In fact, what is really rather frightening is how many people in key positions of government are into the metaphysical looking for an experience, looking for God. Have you found that to be true?
Absolutely. And, Dr. Stan, one of the saddest things is the syncretism that's happening within the church, where we are seeing these practices come into the church. We're having a rise now of Christian yoga and all sorts of pagan practices that people are calling Christian. But we see in Deuteronomy 12, verses 1 through 4, verse 3 in particular, it says, God says, tear down the pagan gods, burn them. In other words, don't take them into your churches and now call these practices that I hate of me. We've got to make a separation. The Bible says, come out of their midst and be separate. And these days, that's so true. Not only outside of the church, but inside the church. We really have to make a stand for God's word, because a lot of this paganism and these New Age practices, and of course Hinduism is the root of it all, they're coming inside the church.
And I think one of the big things is people just don't know the scriptures. If they knew the scriptures or they studied the scriptures, they would not be so readily taken in by these. And when their church begins to, you know, get into this contemplative prayer or, you know, dim the lights and get the candles out and get into the labyrinth and all of these things, they would begin to understand, hey, look, why are we changing the pattern of worship or the pattern of the pattern of the service here? What they're really doing is trying to find a mystical means of experiencing God. Would that be a fair statement?
Absolutely. It's very sensuous. And, following Jesus, obeying him, loving him, repenting of our sin, we do wrong, fighting the good fight seems to not be enough anymore. Now you've got to add the contemplation. And, you know, when I pray, I often say, thank you so much, Lord, that I don't have to walk through a labyrinth for you to hear me, for you to hear my prayer. Because, see, it's not based on works. So we have a wonderful, full life with the Lord, never a dull moment, just staying away from sin and loving him the way that he's called us to love him. And one of my favorite things to do in prayer is to sing a hymn to God. And hymns are, it's hard to find a church these days that sings the hymns. But I gained so much theology from my upbringing on hymns. And I was talking to a friend of mine just yesterday saying, I can't have sin in my life and go to a hymn. You know, it's been said that the Bible will keep you away from sin and sin will keep you from the Bible. That's a very accurate statement. But I would also say that sin will keep you from the hymns and the hymns will keep you from sin, because there's so much theology in the hymns, which are rarely ever taught today in churches sung.
And I really, I hate to say it, but I honestly think that's why in many churches they've taken the hymnals out now, they've flashed the words up on the screen, only they're different words, they're different songs, and actually so many of these songs will be repetitive to put you into a state of literally altered consciousness. And this is one of the things that they're using the same techniques that the mystics do in Hinduism and Brahmanism and Buddhism. And what they're doing is playing games with our minds. But they're doing it in the Christian churches and bringing in a Christian mysticism, which has nothing to do with Christianity. And what's so frightening is most people do not recognize it. If the minister says it's all right, why they go along with it? Because they follow the minister rather than God.
You know, I can hardly keep up with all that's happening in the church. In this past year, I've learned about contemplative prayer, the emerging church, the labyrinth. You know, before I had this talk with you today, I prayed and I sang that hymn to God, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. It's one of my favorite songs. And I just thanked him for using me and you know, there's a humility that's lacking. When you make a stand for God's word, see, then you're misunderstood. I'm finding when I stand up for God's word in the church, even, I'm misunderstood as if I'm arrogant, as if I'm being, you know, too judgmental just for judging according to God's word. So the truth is, I'm so thankful to be saved. I'm not worthy to call him my Lord. And he's put within my heart a desire, an insatiable desire, to never stop learning about him and to never tire telling others about him.
Amen to that. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791, and our guest today is Duana Litt. And, Cecily, I think this is such an important subject. Of course, Duana is on the front lines of this battle. She's out there on the streets in the street ministry, and we're going to have to reach people one person at a time. We're not going to reach them through the mass media because the other side controls the mass media.
Right.
And what's really so disturbing to me is even much of Christian radio, now some of it is excellent, but some of it is really not addressing these issues, and so much of it is, you know, bring in the crowds and bring in the collections, mm-hmm. but it's not getting down to the real fundamentals of what's going on.
It's entertainment. We don't see a hatred for sin anymore, and we see a spirit, and the Bible says in Isaiah 2:22, stop regarding man. Well, we see people just regarding people, left and right, and not enough glory is going to Jesus here. I'm afraid.
Well, anyway, now, are you encouraged? As you must have started out pretty small, and how are you growing fairly rapidly, and your number of people working with you and your impact,
yes.
You think?
Yes, we are very encouraged. I recently took a group of three women with me to an area in Illinois where Cornerstone, a big youth camp was taking place, and we had the privilege of handing out 500 fact sheets about our God in a, quote, Christian camp. Sure, a lot of people there were genuinely saved, but we were, we, it was actually a celebration to a large degree of death. There was a shrine for dead people, if you can believe that, Dr. Stan. Skulls made of sugar were given out, and people were told to write the name of a dead loved one on the skull and place it on the shrine for the dead. And one teacher said, you know, that he's an aspiring Christian, would not say that he was a Christian. And this is at a huge youth camp where reportedly there was 25,000 to 27,000 youth. It's a music festival, and of course there were adults there as well, but this was put on by a movement called the Jesus People USA. So we went there to do a little research on some of the teachings of this movement that I had been researching, Christians for Biblical Equality. So we just never dreamed. I found out a lot about the labyrinth. There was a labyrinth there, and of course we were given this sheet which says, to quote, "The journey to the center is about removing barriers between yourself and God. The center is a place where you can relax and pray in God's presence." So we were told to walk the labyrinth, take your shoes off, implying that it's sacred ground. Avoid, on the sheet it says, avoid breaking the concentration of people inside the labyrinth. All sorts of new things. You know, I was never taught this growing up. I've been saved since I was five. My mother taught me hymns, actually. Before I could even talk plainly, I was singing songs about Jesus, so it wasn't hard for me to believe. All that's out of God's mercy on me, but I'm just saying there's so many new practices now. So many new things that you think, what is this? And so, it's just so easy for the people to be led astray, and I came home every night from that camp, and my team members would testify, I felt so sorry for the people there and for the teachers. It's as if they just didn't know to test things according to God's word.
Well, I think that the big problem is that they're not getting the proper education, they're not getting the proper leadership, and I personally believe, and maybe I'm just a little paranoid, but I think you're only paranoid when you imagine people are against you, and I really believe that the church has been infiltrated by people who would change the message and the music and the thrust of the church. Would you like to tell our listeners what the labyrinth is and why the labyrinth is not of our Lord?
Mm-hmm. Okay, the labyrinth is a meditative prayer walk. And to quote from this sheet, I'm actually looking at it that I got from Cornerstone. It says, there's activities along the way that help you focus on aspects of your journey with God. We were given a sheet of verses that you can, you know, go over in your head while you're walking the labyrinth, but does this sound Christian? Be mindful of your own life. Envision your goals. You know, that sounds very New Age to me. You know, the occult is all about power and control. It's about making these people in Satanism, as well as New Age and the Gnostics, believe that they're gods. So in other words, you can do whatever you want to do. You can let your will, not thy will, but let your will be done. So we see here this subtle influence. We were given this sheet that says, be mindful of your own life, envision your goals. It says, look forward, try not to look back. Everything in the labyrinth is connected. The beginning is the end. The center of the labyrinth is a place to pause, reflect, and receive insight. Where in the world is this in the Bible? It's nowhere to be found. The labyrinth is basically this little walk that you take. It's a path that's man-made path. And you're supposed to, we were told that if you need a honeymoon with God, walk the labyrinth. How about this? If you need a honeymoon with God, repent of your sins. Get down on your knees. Here's a hymnal. Let's sing a hymn together. That's always worked for me to have a honeymoon with God. It's worked just fine all my life. Yeah, I don't know. It's just
all right,
not
well, let's go
anymore.
To Reagan, who's calling us from California. Hi, Reagan. Are you there?
Hi. How are you? I wanted to tell you I'm so grateful that to have her on like this. This is one of the best persons you've had.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And one of the things that I listen to this a lot, and one of the things that really worries me is...
Go ahead. Reagan, are you there? We lost all the callers. Well, and besides... All right, well, we'll hope to get them back on again here in just a moment. When things like that happen, you just sort of wonder, well, it's probably just electrical freak, but maybe... But do we have anybody there? All right, fine. Well, we'll hope we get them on back again. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Christianity is under attack today. And as I have said so often, the major thrust of what's going on today is to try to create a God without wrath, who will take men without sin into a kingdom without judgment, using Christ without a cross. Take out the very elements of Christianity and call it Christianity, but it's not going to change anybody's life. And this is really what's happening in our churches today. And even many of the people who are in the church who do not understand what's happening are being led away. Now, you'll find some of the older people in our churches who recognize what's happening and of course, will speak out against it. But the argument on the other side is, look, this other thing works. We're going to get the people in. We're going to get them slapping their hands and slapping their thighs and doing all these things. But then we're going to get them in little small groups, and we're going to teach them the gospel. But, you know, certainly I will tell you that the music, so much of this, especially the repetitive music, puts you into an altered state of consciousness. And in that altered state of consciousness, you open your mind to what I believe are truly demonic spirits and demonic forces. And once you let those demons in, why, of course, they will begin to plague you and take over your very life. In fact, the man who is our minister for a period of time, we finally left his church because I felt he was leading us the wrong way. But he's gone into another ministry now, and he talks, and he's written recently a book about when he was doing all of these things and taking the congregation away from tradition Christianity, how he came under demonic attack, and he would wake up in the middle of the night frightened to death with a premonition that the demons were actually there. And I think they probably were. I think they were using him to destroy that church. And I wonder how many of the ministers who've gone into the church growth movement, who've accepted marketing methods rather than the gospel of Jesus Christ to grow their church, who put success before, you know, trying to bring people into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And this is what's going on today. I go to a little church that's probably got 75 members, but we make enough money to pay the salaries, and we don't have a lot of debt. We don't have a great big church, but at least they preach the gospel, and the people there love the Lord. And that's what we really need, not a mega church with 3, 4, 5, 10,000 members. And who's back on the line?
Hi.
Wayne, are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry about that.
Well, don't feel bad. We lost both you and this other young lady was calling in.
Okay.
Oh, don't feel bad about it. We don't. It was probably just, we don't know what it was.
Right.
But we were doing pretty well there when we got interrupted. You go ahead and pick up. You've got about 3 minutes before I have to let you go.
Oh, okay. Well, we were just talking about standing up for the truth. And, you know, in John 18:38, Pilate said, truth, what is truth? As if it doesn't matter. And I think so often when there's sin in our lives, or sin, in, you know, we're all sinners, but when we want to go our own way, then the truth doesn't matter. So we have to ask God to keep us humble before Him, because when we are, then of course we love Him and we love His Word and we want to make a stand for the truth. 2 Corinthians 13:8-9 says we can do nothing against the truth. Thy word is truth, as it says in John 17. So with these labyrinths, we were talking about Cornerstone. This was actually called the Way of the Cross. You know, I think of that beautiful old hymn, the Way of the Cross leads home. It's not the way of the labyrinth. So I don't know, Dr. Stan, there's just so much going on. And there's a lot of truth that's mixed with the lies. So,
isn't that always the way it is? I think we still got Reagan back. Reagan, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi.
I wanted to thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate what you're saying, and she's got me mesmerized. She's speaking such truth there. One of the things that really bothers me a little bit is when you try to tell people about Christ and they put up such a fight.
Yeah.
There's other ways to get to heaven besides Jesus. And it really bothers me. How can you say that after everything he did, and the way people were so offended over the passion of the Christ?
Mm-hmm.
How can you take offense to that? Do you know what hate is or not?
Well, we have to remember that no one can come to the Lord unless the Father draws him, the Bible says. So it's not anything to take personally. When we tell them the truth, God has told us that we are rewarded for our labor. And the fruit is up to him. He's the one that gives the increase. So if I'm sitting at Venice Beach and I talk to one person, and that's the only person he brings up, or if I talk to 10 people, my reward is the same because I've been there and I am available to be used of him. So, and then if I tell someone and they respond, or if they don't respond,
So don't feel the burden to try to make them understand, because Romans chapter 3 says that no one can understand. You see, understanding the Bible is a gift from God. It's part of His supernatural work of regeneration in the heart. So you have done well when you make a stand for the truth, and if they hate you and they misunderstand you, expect that. The Bible says we're called to suffer for His sake. So know that great is your reward in heaven, and just move on and tell the next person. But only the Holy Spirit can make someone not be antagonistic toward verses like, you know, John in chapter 14, where it says, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Well, that's His words. So all you have to do is know the Bible, and God is the one that can make someone believe.
And just faith comes by hearing, and hearing from the Word of God.
The thing that worries me, too, is the Harry Potter thing. It's just, there are some people that really think that people getting concerned over it are, they're saying, well, I think they're making too much of a big thing. It's really just a story about love.
Reagan, you just keep listening, and thanks so very much for calling. And Duana, thank you so very much for being with us. God bless you. Really appreciate everything you do. Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and I just wanted Edwina to get her website one more time. Do you want to just give out that website?
Sure. It's LTWinternational.org. Stands for Lighting the Way International.
LTWinternational.org.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you. And thanks so very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. Well, I hope you enjoyed the program, and And of course, if you'd like to know more about the church growth movement, why, oh, we have a number of books on that, Deceived on Purpose, Running Against the Wind. We have a four-tape set on the church growth movement, another DVD called Diaprax. You need to understand what they're doing to our church and how this all works together. And there is an organized plan to transform Christianity. There are now in America 400,000 purpose-driven churches, 400,000 purpose-driven churches that are leading people away from the Lord. And we're told in Thessalonians 2 that, you know, that before the man of sin is revealed, there's going to be a great apostasy. There's going to be a great falling away, and we've never had a falling away like this before. So our job, of course, is to let you understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of civilization, of Christian civilization. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get that. You need, of course, to get either a video or a DVD on that. You need to get the DVD on They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. You want to get Joe Schimmel's new DVD out, the Da Vinci Con, and we'll be having Pastor Joe on tomorrow afternoon, and you'll be fascinated by his work. Of course, Rock and Roll Sorcerers of the New Age, another DVD and video he's put out. You want to get, of course, an understanding of the secret mysteries of America's beginning. That's the secret mysteries of America's beginning. And then you, of course, want to get Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, other whole full-length DVDs or videos that will give you some insight into what's really going on behind the scenes. We are actually, of course, carrying several of the DVDs put out by Joyce Riley, and one of it is A Nation Under Siege, very, very well done, has all my friends in it, Charlotte Isabey and Joan Vian and Jim Mars and some Dr. Rima Labo and her husband, who is a major general, retired major general in the military. All sorts of fascinating information, A Nation Under Siege. And then we have, of course, Joyce's wonderful DVD on depleted uranium, whose name actually escapes me at the moment, but it's well done. And you can certainly call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for any of the things we've been talking about. If you want to understand what's going on in Iraq, you need to get a talk. We gave it a couple of years ago, but it's just as true today, and the syllabus gives you all the documentation. It's called Iraq, The Untold Story, the video, the DVD. If you want to understand the coming financial collapse, you need to get our talk, and it's available either on DVD or VHS, and with a syllabus called The Financial Tsunami, and you better start making preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead. And then, of course, if you'd like to understand sustainable development, we have a four-tape set and a syllabus on that. We have information you're not going to get elsewhere. Go to our website at www.radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we hope many of you will join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because we really depend on you primarily to help us. We do carry the Berkey products. We do carry health products. And certainly we are carrying all sorts of vitamins and minerals and alibiotic and the magnesium, and you should be taking magnesium, and you should learn about the importance of magnesium, you know, on your psyche and on your body and on your brain. And, of course, the book, The Miracle of Magnesium, is so important. But if you'd like our health catalog, we'll be glad to send it to you. If you want a free copy of a newsletter, we'll get it to you. Call us at 1-800-544-8927, and then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Folks, Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, license, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., full color photographs, 550 high resolution full color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
You are listening to GCN.
Well, this is Argus. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guest, and, well, today our guest is John Quirk, and John has worked with intelligence for many years. He's retired, but he still has many contacts, certainly in Washington, D.C., in the Near East, in the Mideast, and in Venezuela. And, of course, as you know, the war in the Near East is not quieting down as we had all hoped. We had hoped that maybe there would be a very, very short encounter, and then, of course, there would be a demand for a ceasefire on both sides, and then there would be some sort of international unit put in, perhaps NATO or somebody else, to make sure that no one was violating the ceasefire. But, well, let's get Mr. Quirk's ideas, because he has a lot of contacts over there, and I think you can give us a pretty good idea what lies ahead. John, thank you so very much for being with us again.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here again.
Well, tell us what your thoughts are and what's actually going on over there.
Well, I think we're in for some rough times worldwide, and while people look at basically what the Israelis are doing in Lebanon, it's really U.S. foreign policy that's leading the way, and that policy is basically, it's all about Iran and stopping Iran from developing nuclear weapons. What a lot of people don't know is that the Iranians have no intention of stopping their nuclear plans, and the United States is planning military action. And then what we have to look at is not just so much what's happening in terms of Israel, and I can talk about that in a little bit, Lebanon and possibly Syria, but the foreign policies of other countries, flashpoint countries like Venezuela, North Korea, Russia, and China are lining up against the United States.
Well, I think that is really a rather frightening thing, because of course, it's one thing to be the most powerful nation in the world, but you can't take on the entire world. You'd like to have a mess to the nations of the world behind you. And traditionally, in the past, other nations have been with us, but it's almost as appears as if we're doing everything we can to antagonize other nations.
Well, it may seem that way. I think what's happening is that, people, if you look at the really negative end of it, there's lots of articles coming out in the media and the Internet about World War III, the end of the world, and so on. I think that what is happening with the United States' foreign policy, which is based on oil, trying to get access to more oil in Central Asia, and Iran is the focal point of that, and Iran's own behavior. Today, the president of Iran again called for Israel's demise. Israel's not going to stand for that. The Israeli lobby is not going to stand for that. And the United States policy, I think, between now and February is played out almost to the week, leading up to a major military action against Iran.
When do you anticipate that?
I think it looks like January or February. The scenario, if you go back and recap the last few years and look where we're at now, in the next month the UN resolution will probably fail. Iran has no intention of paying any attention to it. the linchpin now is not so much a ceasefire in the Mideast or Israeli creating a buffer zone, but what the Syrians are going to do. Okay, they are a linchpin in what could happen, and the Iranians are supporting them and behind them. So to me, I think a wider war is in the offing. I don't think you're going to have a ceasefire. I think the Israelis are not going to stop on a buffer zone, and I think it's all about the U.S. eventually taking out the Iranians
Hold that thought right there, Joe.
Believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Right. Now, well, this is Dr. Stan, and John was talking about Syria, saying that he's had an opportunity to talk to the analysts in Syria and Lebanon and elsewhere, and these are the people who are doing the planning for the military actions their country are going to take. So please pick up the story there.
Well, the Syrians have come to a conclusion. It's probably wrong, or it could be misinformation on the part of the Israelis. But they've come to the conclusion that the Israeli army is not moving as effectively as one would think. They also believe that the Israeli Defense Force is run by the Air Force, who relies on air power, airstrikes, and that there is a whole cadre of middle-level Israeli commanders that are not battle-hardened. And thus, what the Syrians are trying to do is get support from other Arab countries, so far unsuccessfully. They're trying to encourage insurgents to come in, mainly Shia, and they are preparing to take on the Israelis. Now, a lot of people would say that would be a catastrophe, But the other thing we have to remember is that the Syrians have the Iranians behind them. And they are supplying missiles. They've supplied millions of dollars to terrorist organizations like Hezbollah and Hamas. And they may, under a false sense, think that they, if they take on the Israeli army, so Hezbollah is not destroyed, the Iranians and maybe other Arab countries will back them up. That is the crisis that we're going to see over the next 3 weeks. What will the Syrians do?
Well, of course, the thing is, how is Iran actually getting weapons, you know, into Syria and then into Lebanon? Don't they have to come through Iraq to do that?
Well, they have a number of points, either through the sea, through a very good smuggling network that goes, what we call it, the Shia Arc. It's, if you look at a map, it's Iran, Iraq is next to them, Syria is next to them, and Iran and Lebanon is next to them.
Right.
And that's what the Iranians see. They want a Shia arc. They want a radical, fundamentalist Islamic arc there. They feel that they have a lot of sources already in the Shia political establishment, but that the United States supports, by the way, at this stage. They have they've supplied weapons, not a lot, but some weapons to counterinsurgents. They can ship by air, they can ship by sea, they can smuggle through third countries, transits, and so on. So they have no problem getting in weapons. In fact, the Iranians have given, the Syrians who've given Hezbollah thousands of Katyusha rockets, and we believe some very sophisticated long-range weapons that they're trying to supply now. So they're not backing off of the war. Israel knows this. I think you'll see whether the UN, you know, comes to a vote or whether Condoleezza Rice achieves some kind of pressure on the Israelis, which I don't think she's going to achieve. You're going to see a widening of the war in Syria, probably getting involved. We'll know probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Well, this would really be sort of a really change the complexion of things completely if Israel is forced to actually attack Syria, because they can't allow Syria to be there with weapons that could hit Tel Aviv and really all of Israel, and there's so little of the country that's still left there. You know, if Syria had some of these long-range Iranian weapons, they could simply, even without chemical or biological or nuclear weapons, really devastate Israel.
Yes, and I think that they have been energized by the fact that Hezbollah has been able to launch so many rockets, basically a terrorist army. I mean, it's not just a terrorist organization. Hezbollah is a terrorist army, but they've been successful in launching many, many rockets. I mean, I think the Israelis are even surprised at that. They can't continue to let it happen. Syria is not going to let Hezbollah be destroyed. They need Hezbollah, and Iran needs Syria to need Hezbollah. So I think a couple things will happen in the next couple weeks. If the Israeli ground war kind of grinds to a halt, and they don't want to go forward with a ceasefire or an international group of troops from the UN, the Syrians may be lured or take it on their own to go after and attack Israel and try to push some of the ground forces back. And then, of course, the war will widen, Israel will get more aggressive, Iran will come into it, and then the United States will probably use all of that as a precursor and a catalyst to attack Iran.
Well, of course, the thing is that there's no way that Israel could maintain their air war without constant replenishing of their supply of laser and satellite-guided weapons from the United States. So we know that we have an active program of supplying, but the fact that we're not demanding a ceasefire suggests to me that our leaders in Washington, D.C. really want this war to continue. Would you think that's a fair assessment?
Yes, I think if you remember, Prime Minister Olmert met with President Bush about 2 months ago. They had a very kind of confidential meeting. I think at that meeting it was kind of decided between the two National Security Councils of both countries that Israel would be permitted to go after and destroy Hezbollah. If the Syrians were silly enough to come into it, they would also be attacked and probably be destroyed by Israel. And then the Iranians, of course, would come into it, and that the United States would use that as a catalyst a perfect catalyst, probably the only catalyst that's at this stage to attack Iran. You see, President Bush and the administration, they have egg on their face because of Iraq. Iraq is not going well. They may be going into civil war. The perception is that the United States lied about weapons of mass destruction. But what's happening, even Europe, and I think you'll see possibly Russia and China back down, do not want a nuclear Iran. They had hoped that the Iranians would negotiate. What's happening, diplomacy is failing all over. It's failing with North Korea, it's failing with Venezuela, it's failing with Iran on the nuclear issue, and of course it's failed with Israel and Hezbollah. So the diplomats have been put in the back seat, and the military people have been pushed forward. And I think that's the way we're solving our problems in the year 2006 to 2007.
It's like deja vu all over again. Well, now, one of the things that's really of concern to me is the possibility that some of these sophisticated weapons, missiles that Syria has, are capable of carrying either biological or chemical weapons. Do you think that's a factor, or do you think they'll stay with standard munitions?
I don't think anybody wants to ratchet that up, because the Israelis have threatened, mainly the Iranians, with the use of tactical underground bunker buster nuclear weapons. The Iranians are not intimidated by that. The Syrians would be, okay? The trouble is, if the Syrians used weapons of mass destruction, chemical, or even if they had nuclear, which is doubtful, or biological, which they may have, or if the Israelis did it, the whole region would suffer. I mean, there would be hundreds of thousands of victims, not just refugees, but people killed and wounded. So I think it's unlikely at this stage. The overall scenarios in almost every intelligence service in the world focuses on Iran, that if Iran is not stopped now, in the next year or two or three years, whatever intelligence service you believe, how close the Iranians are getting to having a nuclear weapon, they will use it. The Iranians will use it.
But of course, it is to be totally illogical. In fact, everything that President Ahmadinejad is doing and is saying about, even reiterating recently that Israel will have to be destroyed, it just is not logically would be doing this.
Well, you know, Arab fundamentalists just say his statements are rhetoric. Israel, children of the Holocaust, take it very serious. They say Iran wants to wipe the Jews off the face of the earth. He wants to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. He wants to have a completely Israeli regime wiped off. The Israelis take that very, very serious, and you can't blame them, okay? The other Arab countries say the Iranians are just spouting rhetoric, okay? I don't know why the president of a country would say that, especially in times of war, nuclear weapons, and the fact that the Israelis will follow up with something like that.
Well, I think that as we look at some of the things going on today, they don't make sense. And then, of course, we look into the other considerations, especially, of course, from the spiritual point of view, maybe it really makes a lot more sense. Well, now, what about North Korea? I mean, why would North Korea have set off all those missiles recently? You know, it's sort of like poking a stick at a rattlesnake, but, a great big mammoth rattlesnake. I mean, it seems that North Korea is doing everything they can to antagonize Japan, South Korea, but specifically the United States.
Well, that's typical North Korean brinkmanship. It really is a typical negotiating that goes back to Panmunjom and the Korean War. The North Koreans have absolutely nothing going for them except nuclear missiles, and they engage in brinkmanship, and they push the envelope again and again and again. The bad actor here, and it's a little controversial with our State Department, is really China. China was supposed to assist the United States. We gave them lots of trade agreements, economic agreements, financial agreements. We let them come in and buy all our treasury bonds. They were supposed to be the main catalyst to have a settlement early on Mr. Bush's administration. They've dragged their feet, and they've dragged their feet, and they've done it because they want to cause the United States problems. So they are not putting much pressure on the North Koreans.
And why would our State Department ever think that the Communist Chinese would do anything to help us? That, once again, is another example of the madness, this irrationality that we have today. Why should we be surprised when communists act like communists and of course, they're doing everything they can to destabilize our country? You sort of wonder about the intelligence of the people in the State Department.
Well, I'll tell you, what's happening is that there is a loose confederation of the foreign policies of Russia, China, Venezuela, North Korea, and a few other people.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment with Mr. John Quirk.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Sports facility.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest today is Mr. John Quirk, who does have extensive connections all throughout the world. And he teaches at a school in Paris, and this is, of course, for State Department and foreign officials, teaching them about diplomacy and things of that sort. So he has many credentials, which allow him to be able to evaluate what's going on. And he's talking about what's happening, certainly in Venezuela, where the Chinese communists are moving in as rapidly as they can and influencing what's going on in Venezuela, where the Chinese communists are moving into all of the islands there in the Caribbean, whether Barbados or certainly the Bahamas. The communists are getting port facilities there. You mentioned there were four types of agreements they were making with all these islands in the Caribbean, and we're talking about the Chinese communists. What were those four types?
Well, they're business agreements, normal business, trade, and commerce. They're military agreements, law enforcement agreements, and then, of course, the Chinese have come in, and they're doing several things. They're building hospitals and schools, and they're overtly say they're trying to win the hearts and minds of the Caribbean people. They offer free trips on airplanes for Bahamian officials and regular Bahamian citizens. They're building sports arenas, but what they're really doing is building port facilities and conducting pilot training. They want to redo all the ports in the Bahamas. They now have two major container ports, one in Freeport. They're building a new one in Nassau. They want to have new docks, warehouses, they say for just commerce in all of these islands, Grenada, Guyana, Jamaica, Barbados, the CARICOM nations. And, of course, they control both ends of the Panama Canal. They're building two huge mega ports in Maracaibo and LaGuardia to hook up with a railroad they just finished, built by the Chinese military, by the way, Chinese military surveyors and engineers. They're constructing a huge pipeline because they need oil. They're hungry for oil like the United States is. Their economy is just booming. So their ultimate goal, you say, well, why are they in the Caribbean? Why are they in Latin America? Is it just for trade? Their ultimate foreign policy goal is to push the United States out of the Pacific. So if they put pressure on the Latin America and the Caribbean area, they will try to outflank us or try to put pressure on us when we start to continue to expand now and contain them, try to contain them so we control the shipping lanes in the Pacific. Now, most people say, well, the real controversy or confrontation with China is going to be in 10 years. As they continue to build a blue water navy, build up their military, settle issues of Taiwan, and start to flex their muscles. But what they're doing now to undermine us is dragging their feet on North Korea. They're cozying up to all the Muslims in their own country and other parts of the world. Okay, you never hear the Chinese having trouble with Islamic fundamentalists, and that helps them because the United States is the major target of Islamic fundamentalists. So they don't wish us well, okay? And it's the same thing with the Russians. The Russians, we have kind of a love-hate relationship now, but it's going to move more into a confrontational relationship. President Bush just blocked Russia from coming into several major economic organizations. The Russians have basically tried to stop us at the UN, are having tremendously positive relations lately with the Chinese, selling them weapons, selling the Venezuelans weapons. And, of course, Russia has a very tight relationship with Iran. So the Russians do not wish us well. They are also very jealous of us that we, the United States, is heavily into the former republics like Latvia, Lithuania, Belarus, Kazakhstan, Azerbaijan. We have very good relations with the Czech Republic and Poland, which really bugs the Russians. We're building two big bases, as I mentioned, in Bulgaria and Romania, which the Russians don't like. So the world is shifting. It would have shifted anyway because of the end of the Cold War, but Islamic fundamentalism and terrorism has been more or less the catalyst which all these other countries are starting to line up now against the United States.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment or two with Mr. John Quirk as we begin to reflect on what all of this really means for America, for our way of life, what it's going to mean as far as the availability of oil supplies to our country, and certainly if we are to get into a conflict with Iran, even if there's no troop invasion, what will happen, how will Iran respond if we were to bomb, or either bomb directly or allow Israel to bomb the areas where they're actually developing the nuclear capacity. So we'll be back here in just a moment to continue this fascinating discussion of what's really going on in the world with the gentleman who has contacts all over the world, Mr. John Quirk.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radionivity, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the Radionivity Health Catalog.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and John is just saying it's really all about oil, and that certainly we would like to see a moderate government there in Iran, one that was not headed by the mullahs, and so would a lot of the other countries in the area. In other words, there are other countries over there, like Saudi Arabia and Jordan, would like to see a moderate government in Iran, and would like to see America's presence stay there, because that guarantees their own existence. Certainly if America weren't there, why, there would be a lot more problems within Saudi Arabia and within Jordan, and at least America's presence there tends to, so they don't want us occupying their countries, but if we're there, why, we'll be a stabilizing force. Is that your thought?
Yes, I also think Venezuela is a big, big problem. Chavez is trying to encourage Bolivia and Mexico to have leftist governments. They both produce natural gas and oil. And he is probably, I think, the biggest national security threat we have, worse than Iran or North Korea.
And I think that's really very interesting. I don't think most people look upon it that way, but here's a man who certainly has an intense, or appears to have an intense hatred of the United States, and as you say, he seems to be doing something that nobody else has ever been able to do, and that is to begin to unite all of South America economically and to take down their trade barriers and increasing trade. Do you think this is going to be a factor? Will he succeed?
I think he is succeeding in many ways. Bolivia has a leftist president. There's trouble in Mexico now over the election. There's trouble in Ecuador and Peru. And he is succeeding to a certain extent. I think the danger before he succeeds in terms of cutting us off with oil is that he is crazy enough to believe that he can attack the United States and get away with it. Terrorist groups like Hezbollah and Al-Qaeda train there. Why is he buying $3 billion in Russian arms? He sees we didn't do much against the Cubans over the last 50 years. And as I said, he's an America hater. So how do you handle a crazy man? How do you negotiate? How do you do diplomacy? It's very, very difficult.
Well, the other thing that really worries me is there a threat of terrorist attacks here in the United States? Certainly, we've been amazingly free of any serious terrorist threats or terrorist attacks since September 11th, but we hear all sorts of talk about terrorist cells here, and the government really not seem to be too concerned about them, that they know about them, they're not doing anything. Are there really terrorist cells here? Do we have anything to worry about?
Yes, we do have things to worry about. We know the Venezuelans have been issuing Hezbollah Venezuelan passports. We know that the Iranians have cells here. We know that the Iranians believe that the United States will attack them, and they are going to do something in some limited way, perhaps not in a big way, but to attack some of our icons and facilities and shopping centers, or to try to do something in a more dramatic way and attack one of our icons, you know.
Well, that certainly is a rather discouraging thing. I think most Americans feel very safe, you know, with the oceans on both sides of it, but everything has changed. This is an entirely different world, and anything of that sort could really have a terrible disrupting effect on our economy and the morals of our people, or the morality of our people.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, we haven't talked about some of the financial problems that will happen when the other shoe drops if terrorism hits us again.
Well, why don't you get into the financial implications? Because I think that's so vitally important. I don't think most people have made preparation for the possibility of really sort of a financial crisis.
Mm-hmm. I think that certainly the oil situation could be a catalyst. You know, it could affect our economy. It's already affecting the average American's electric bills, restaurants, travel, tourism. I'm surprised airline fuel hasn't gone up yet. But if there's a war, it will affect it. And no one knows how long it'll continue. You know, it might stimulate certain aspects of the economy, but it'll hurt, I think, the average middle-class American.
Well, do you think that Venezuela will cut off shipments to oil? Because we're getting, a couple of millions of barrels of oil a day from Venezuela, and hasn't Chavez actually threatened to shut off oil if we go to war with Iran?
Yes, he has. He has threatened it off. The only thing is he'd be cutting his nose off to spite its face because we give him billions of dollars. If he cuts our oil off, he also cuts off his revenue. So who knows what he's going to do? You know, he makes these threats, and I think the United States is probably better prepared to handle those threats than he is better prepared to handle a downturn in revenue not coming into him.
Well, I think the trouble is we're dealing with people who are not rational, whether it would be a
Shabazz, right. Or
a Dinajad, or even the people over there in the Iranian government who should be putting a stop to this before it escalates out of control.
Yes, you're dealing with very uneducated, irrational people that do not know a lot about the world, that are just haters of America.
But, of course, this is not the same world as we've had before. Do you think that there's a danger of a nuclear war?
I think if we don't do something about Iran in the next 24 months, there is a danger of a nuclear, I wouldn't say war, exchanges, either on the part of the Israelis or the United States, or the possibility of a terrorist group getting a nuclear weapon and deploying it against Israel or America. Yes, I think that is increasing every day.
What about, Chris, the fact that Pakistan has not only nuclear missiles, I mean, it has missiles, and then it has nuclear weapons, and obviously it has nuclear tip missiles. Right now, of course, with the present administration there, well, they're all right, but I would think that, you know, it wouldn't be too difficult to overthrow the current government if Musharraf was assassinated. There's been a number of unsuccessful attempts to eliminate him, but if he was assassinated, is there a possibility that radical Islam could take over Pakistan and then have access to the control of those nuclear tip missiles?
Absolutely. The only kind of good thing there is that the Indians monitor that. They have a superb intelligence service, and they would act against it if it happened. They would be there in some form or capacity, maybe even before it happened, or they might even attack Pakistan as they were planning to do several years ago.
All right, fine. So we're really living in a very, very unstable world. I don't think the average American has any idea, really, how bad things are.
No, I don't think so. I think they'll start to see gradually as the economy tightens up, as the war ratchets up, as things in the Mideast get worse, and as the United States is put in a very tough position to launch against the Iranians.
Well, now, what do you think is going to happen to our economy? Certainly, you're talking about a financial crisis, but what's going to happen to our ability to produce goods here? What's going to happen to the jobs of the individual? What's going to happen to the incomes and the pensions of the people out there who are dependent upon them? Do you think this is stable, or do you think that we might get into some real financial problems?
I think that if we can do limited type of military actions, the economy will be okay. If it continues over months and protracted periods of time, which Islamic fundamentalists and countries like Iran can handle better than we can, their economy is not like ours, it's not strong, they live poor anyway in some ways, I think that we'll be in trouble. If we have a limited war of 2 to 3 months, I think it'll be okay. If the war expands, I think we're going to be in trouble.
All right, fine. And so you think, though, that they're certainly going to put this off until after the November elections because George Bush is afraid of a backlash against the Republican Party if we start the planned war ahead of time. We've got Mike calling from Phoenix. Do you mind taking some calls?
No, not at all.
All right, fine. Mike, do you have a question?
Oh, yes, hi.
Go ahead.
My question is Iran threatening Mexico or Canada or Norway?
No, what do you mean, Mike? Of course, you know they're not threatening those countries. They're threatening Israel and the United States.
Right. So, you know, when I was a small child, I was told a story about the mother who was watching her son, you know, while the rest of the choir or the band marched by, and he was marching in a different direction, and she said, "Oh, my, everyone's out of step except my Johnny." Well, isn't everyone out of step except the U.S. and Israel? Why is it that the U.S. and Israel are always at loggerheads with these countries?
All right, fine. Let's get an answer to that.
Well, I think in the case of Iran, it's the only Islamic fundamentalist country that's a terrorist country that threatens terror. They are responsible for killing our diplomats, blowing up our ships, our airliners, killing our Marines, killing up CIA officers. They fund terrorism, not just against Israel, but against the United States. They fund about 10 different kinds of terrorist groups that want to see the United States destroyed. So, no, I don't think we're out of step at all. We are a very aggressive country, and we feel that we just can't let an Islamic fundamentalist country obtain nuclear weapons.
All right, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 24-90 or 463-295. I'd like to talk to John. He certainly has a grasp of what's going on there. Now, what's going to happen as far as Venezuela, as far as the rights of the people there? Is Chavez going to continue expanding government control and nationalizing some of the farms, things of that sort? Or we lost John Quirk. So I'm going to ask our producer to try to get him back on again. Our producer, if they would just try to get the John back on again. But right now, of course, Chavez is actually threatening to take over some of the large farms there and begin to nationalize them, exactly as they started to do in Zimbabwe. What people really don't remember is that the United States foreign policy brought the current ruler, the current dictator, to power. Oh, John's back on the line. Okay, fine. Hi, John, you're back again. John, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay, fine. We've had a little trouble today with our phones dropping off. Anyway, do you think that Chavez is going to continue his efforts to nationalize the farms and begin to perhaps take over some of the industries there in Venezuela?
Yeah, he's trying to. You know, he goes two steps forward and one back. And I'll give you an example. My wife owns a home down in Venezuela. And one day we went down to visit, and we showed up, and there were Cubans living in it. So if you abandon your property, you're an absentee landlord, he invites Cubans in. He's made all kinds of threats against private property. I think that'll take a long time to consummate. He is passing a lot of laws. It's against the law to talk against the president. He denies anybody a job that voted against him. That's encouraged a certain amount of emigration. He's doing everything he can to eliminate private property, but he's doing it very slowly. He's not doing it in an accelerated Cuban mode. He's learned if he moved too fast, like Allende did in Chile, the United States would get involved, okay? But he's doing basically anything he wants, and it's not helping the people or the economy, but he's making so many trillions of dollars from oil, even though a lot of it doesn't filter down, he's able to stay in power.
Well, no, did you ever get your home back or ever get the Chinese
home?
Yeah,
we did get it back. We had to do some fighting, and what it is in Venezuela, some of the courts are for him, some not. Some of the mayors are for him, some not. And he's gradually isolating and eliminating all of his opposition. But it's not a total police state, but it's very much on the way to being that. And, of course, he takes billions of dollars and gives it to Castro. He ships them 50 to 80,000 barrels of oil a day. He's building a big refinery, opened a bank there. And he's the best thing that's come along for Cuba in 50 years. So
let's go to Justin, who's calling us from Rochester, New York. Hi, Justin. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. I'm a huge fan of yours, and I really appreciate you, brother. Good job.
Well,
I have a question. I hear you saying that we have this problem with Iran obtaining a nuclear weapon at some point, but as Ron Paul, congressman from Texas, says, that we should avoid all foreign interventionism, and I believe that the more and more we compromise with that original value of the Founding Fathers, the further and further we're going to get dragged into more and more limited wars, quote-unquote, okay, in the Middle East.
That's a good point. Let's get John's response
to
that.
You know,
how do you feel about that?
You know, I'm a historian, and I have a tendency to agree with you, but it's almost too late. We were an isolationist country before World War II. We got involved in World War II, and we became a superpower. And we have an institutionalized international presence all over the world. Bases, treaty, selling Coca-Cola. We are in the international arena whether we like it or not. And part of that international arena is that in order to protect our national security, our shipping lanes, our economy, we have to be proactive and aggressive overseas. And we are. It's too late for us to back off.
Wouldn't we be a lot better off if we had not gotten into this situation where we are? We might not be as prosperous, but we might have a much better chance of maintaining a good living standard for our people perhaps getting into a situation which will end up in catastrophe.
Well, I don't know how we can possibly extricate that. And let me tell you, I don't like and I resent the fact that we give so much foreign aid to other countries and they steal it. We have intelligence services that are focused on collecting military and political information, and I think a lot of our intelligence services should monitor the foreign presidents and treasuries we give foreign aid to that just steal us blind.
What's that old saying about the foreign aid is when you take money from poor people in a rich country to give it to the rich people in a poor country?
Yes, I agree with that. And if we had those billions and trillions, we could build our roads and infrastructure and give our kids more scholarships and make our schools better and fight drugs and all of that. But unfortunately, we are the greatest superpower that has ever come across the world. And let me mention something. We are getting richer and stronger. Our economy may go up and down, but the wealth of the United States is unbelievable. Look at the situation today. We are spending trillions and trillions of dollars in Iraq. And our economy, while it's not as good as it was in the Clinton administration, and while we have deficits, people here are actually getting richer. There's construction all over the United States. The price of housing is going up. People have great jobs. They're getting bigger salaries. The stock market is okay. Inflation is in control. Unemployment is down. Now, I know those are different factors. I'm not an economist. You could argue with it. But what it is because we're a superpower overseas and we dominate so many markets, we're getting richer and richer.
Well, thanks very much for calling, Justin. And we're going to have about 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program here in just a moment. Our guest has been John Quirk. Do you have a website or anything you'd like to get out before
Our website is a long one. It's www.assetlocationinternational.com. Assetlocationinternational.com, and that has my resume and some of our backgrounds and the kind of work we do besides.
Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
Coming this August through October, the Models of Excellence series, airing on CNN and the Discovery Channel, will be featuring segments on innovative home-based business solutions. Many companies were considered, but only one company made the final cut. The company that was chosen above and beyond the rest is the same company that you've been hearing about for months here on GCN. www.didyourobbillgates.com. This home-based business has changed the lives of many people worldwide by allowing economic freedom never thought possible. Through a combination of advanced technology and professional follow-up conducted by an in-house staff, all of the prospecting, presenting, and personal follow-up is done for you. Seem too good to be true? Well, think again. Check your local listings for CNN and the Discovery Channel special on this great program and see for yourself what a life-changing experience this can be. Would you like more information right now? Just visit www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how easy it is to start today.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and certainly we are moving into just a terrible situation in the Middle East, and a lot of this doesn't make sense. And Mike had called from Mexico, and pardon me, from New Mexico, and certainly was this, asking why this was our fight. This was Justin's question. Why is this our fight? And I would like to suggest, if you're looking at things from a logical point of view, a lot of this doesn't make sense. The threats that President Ahmadinejad is making still towards Israel, the fact that they have refused to accept the very generous offer they were given as far as stopping trying to develop their nuclear weapons, or at least enriching uranium, and I really think that's really all about developing nuclear weapons. None of this makes sense logically unless there's a cosmic agenda out here, unless there's an entirely different agenda. And you can argue this from the stereotype point of view, as most people do. But I believe that there are spiritual forces at work moving the world towards World War III. I think it's been planned for a long period of time. I think there is a timetable, and I believe that this is the time when they're going to see an expansion of the war over there, and I really fear for my country when I reflect the implications of that, and also I fear for my country when I reflect that God is just, and His justice will not sleep forever for a country that is tolerating what we're tolerating, the largest exporter of pornography and filth in the world, and of course what's happening as far as our acceptance of immorality is a normal way of life here. So I think that it's going to be very difficult times. Our plea to you is begin making your preparations for the difficult times. And if you have not seen our talk and our syllabus on the financial tsunami, understand that everything is in place for a financial collapse and a destruction of the value of our currency. The value of our dollar has been destroyed. In 1913, the dollar then is worth about 2 cents now. It's worth about 2 cents. They've destroyed 98% of the value of our currency. They've done it so slowly. The average person doesn't understand what's happening. But they will, and I fear that many of our people are going to be impoverished. You need to know what's going on. Let me suggest the information, the financial tsunami. And it's a DVD, it's a VHS, and it's a syllabus. You can get them separately or you can get them together. And then, of course, to understand what's really going on in Iraq, and we can carry this forward to Iran. Remember that the United States toppled the democratically elected government of Iran in 1953 and placed President Mossadegh under house arrest and kept him there. And then we brought the Shah of Iran to power. And then we toppled the Shah of Iran in 1979, and it didn't make any sense then. But it makes a lot of sense now if you realize that this war has been planned for a long period of time. And when you look at it logically, none of this makes sense. When you look at it from the point of view of there's a timetable. When you look from the point of view that we specifically disbanded the Iraqi army and their police force and their civil service and created chaos after we had won the war in Iraq, so that we could justify keeping our troops there, and I really fear for what's going to happen to our young men who are over there if we do go to war with Iraq. And believe me, you can't have a limited war. I mean, wars are terrible, terrible things, and you never know how they're going to end up. And don't be so sure that we're going to win this war, because I believe we're moving towards a class of civilization that Samuel Huntington warned us about in his classic book. If you haven't read it, you should, or there's the article in Foreign Affairs magazine. The elite that run this country know exactly what they're doing. They're inflaming the Muslim world against the United States, and believe me, there are a lot more Muslims than there are people in our country. So, understand, please go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, and do remember that we're primarily dependent on those of you who listen to our programs to help us. As we reach out 5 hours every day on about 60 stations through the week, trying to get people to hear the news that they're not going to get elsewhere about the true spiritual nature and spiritual forces behind everything going on. And so we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Our website, RadioLiberty.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm John Russell. Two of the nation's top generals have delivered a sobering message about Iraq on Capitol Hill. Correspondent Sagar Magani brings us more on the story.
It's a term the Bush administration has been avoiding, but Central Command Chief John Abizay told the Senate Armed Services Committee Iraq could move towards civil war if the recent fighting isn't contained.
The sectarian violence is probably as bad as I've seen it.
He was followed by Joint Chiefs Chair Peter Pace, who says civil war is possible and it's on Iraqis to work out their own problems. Abizay later said he has faith in them.
I'm optimistic that that slide can be prevented.
But with more U.S. forces headed to Baghdad, Abizay admits more American casualties are possible. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Three NATO soldiers are dead and six others wounded after grenades were fired on them by suspected Taliban terrorists in Afghanistan. There's no word as of yet on the nationality of the victims. This is IRN.
Many people think of Branson, Missouri as a wonderful little town in the Midwest filled with great shows, amusement parks, world-class golf courses, beautiful lakes, and endless shopping. Well, Branson is all of that and more. That's why we're proud to introduce to you Branson's new showcase resort, the Grand Crown. The Grand Crown Resort is located right smack in the center of everything Branson has to offer. The folks at the Grand Crown Resort would like to extend an invitation for you to come visit Branson. Now get ready to take down this number. For only $99, you're going to get a three-day, two-night vacation, includes first-class hotel, breakfast every morning of your stay, preferred show tickets, and much, much more. It's a great value and our way of saying thanks for dropping by and checking out our beautiful new resort. Now here's that number to call to get Branson for $99. 1-866-338-1377. That's 1-866-338-1377. And I can't wait to see you right here in Branson.
Correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports Israeli officials acknowledge their firepower won't be able to eliminate the threat from Hezbollah's rockets.
Hezbollah's ability to fire more than 100 rockets into northern Israel in just a matter of minutes proves it continues to be a formidable threat despite massive Israeli airstrikes. Israeli officials acknowledge that stopping them will require a political solution, not a military one.
It's another bit of bad luck for a Marine who lost an arm and a leg in Iraq. Lance Corporal Mark Byers was mugged and robbed outside of a restaurant in Bethesda, Maryland last month. The Marine from Western New York was dining out with his wife Denise while finishing up rehabilitation at the Wall.